Welcome to Untaken Takes. We took a little bit of a hiatus. A lot has happened within the 2 weeks of since we've been recorded. Cuomo is about to be out of here because now everybody knows that he fucked up with the COVID. Bobby Shmurda is free. America is fake kind of back. 5D chess, I just told Lorenzo about. It's about interdimensional time travel because the only way to win the game is if you check the king in the present, the past, and the future. It's a crazy concept. So if you're really into time travel, right, play some 5D chess. Mm-hmm. I don't even understand how it works. I tried to convince myself that, like, oh yeah, this makes sense. I know what, you know, I'm doing. And then the narrator behind you says, and he has no fucking clue what's going on. So this episode, we're going to talk about Cuomo, on why America is better now because Bobby Shmurda is free, and how it helps the economy and the foreign affairs. And we're going to talk a little bit about 5D chess and interdimensional gameplay.
You want to know what all these things have in common?
Absolutely nothing.
They're all fake.
And it's absolutely nothing. Fake. Listen, Lorenzo is a non-believer. He's for the science, and he doesn't believe in time travel. What the hell kind of scientist are you?
I believe in the concept of time travel, but in the sense of that time is malleable and we can bend it. Because you could actually do that in the scientific community in astrophysics. They've, like, time is an element that you can warp and bend, like space-time,
exactly.
Around you. But
and you see this crazy...
But playing chess in the past, and present, and future at the same
Lorenzo,
time is just so complicated.
Lorenzo, and I love you, and you're full of shit, because you say, oh, yes. The way he says it, he's such a, like... You know, he's brawling. He's like, yeah, you know, like...
I mean, it's paused. The math checks out.
The math checks out. But when he sees it, you know...
I can't do the math.
Doing the... But... On the chessboard, he's like, my brain is too small.
Yeah.
My brain is too small.
Angela showed me a video of this 5D chess game, and I was looking at it, and I'm like... Dude, I don't have the brain capacity to do that. Like, I'm smart, but I'm not that smart to
play not even
18 games or 18 moves ahead.
No, Jesus. It's not even 18 moves ahead. It's 18 moves within. It's like you're making a move, but in different, like, realities. Like, it's chess, but alternate reality.
Yeah.
Like, you would check
this,
the king.
This sounds like that game you were talking about, the Detroit Become Human, where there's multiple different points that you can change your storyline.
And I'm telling you, like, you could check... It's so weird. Like, you could check the king, right? And the knight will be right next to it. And if you guys know anything about chess, the knight moves in L formation. No matter on eight... It controls eight spaces on the board. So, now, you can check the king six places behind. It's a crazy concept. I don't know who the fuck was smoking that kind of... What kind of drugs they were smoking
when they
invented it.
They're DMT from Joe Rogan or something.
Fuck that. They had to do some other shit that's... They were probably doing shit that hasn't even been released to the public. Or is not to the public's knowledge. Because there's no way. And I seen the video of the guy who invented 5D chess.
So when you move your pieces, are you moving all of them at the... So you're making basically five moves. Like, if you're playing a 5D chess, you make one move in one, and then you make one in one.
It looks like you're losing, but you're actually winning.
It's so complicated.
Because it has to do with time travel. What I'm telling you... It has to do a lot with time travel.
This is like the grandfather paradox. If you go back in time and you kill your grandfather, would you exist or would you become your own grandfather, basically?
That is something interesting. And
they did that in Futurama.
That is a Futurama episode. I remember that episode.
Where Fry became his own grandfather.
Wasn't that in... they do that in Back to the Future where, like, Marty McFly fucks his mother?
Well,
is that what happened?
That was the innuendo, but it never happened because he never got her pregnant. But yeah, that was kind of what that's kind of what it was. He would have been his own dad, basically.
So the question begs: is that technically incest?
Well, in Back to the Future, it was played off that. Because Back to the Future, I mean, there's so many different movies about time travel, so all the rules are kind of fucked up. But Marty having his mom fall in love with him phased him out of existence because he couldn't be in, at that time because he doesn't exist yet. You get what I'm saying? Like, he couldn't fall in love with his mom because if his mom didn't fall in love with his dad, he wouldn't have been born. So how would he have been able to go back in time to fall in love with his mom if he was never created in the first place?
And that's what I'm saying.
And that's the grandfather paradox.
You know, and you just seen, and I showed Lorenzo for this 5D chess to go back to it a little bit. That
5D chess is a paradox, and I don't care.
And look, listen, Lorenzo, right? He's I think right now he says my brain is too small to try to understand that.
Have you ever seen the movie Looper, where they send people back in time to get killed in the past?
Yes, I do remember that movie.
That's kind of how I feel like this is. It's checkmate. But they're throwing you back into the past, and they're just shooting your ass.
They're sending you into the past. You're going into the future. You branch off in the top, and you branch off in the left, and you can literally make three different moves that will affect the game. And you could literally check somebody from the third board and affect the entire game. I don't know how it works. Honestly, I feel like an idiot watching it. But this
begs the question. We need to grow this podcast more so that we can meet the creator of 5D Chess.
Truth be told, the guy who made 5D Chess, I seen the video on it. Dude is like some fucking guy in Nebraska.
Of course, has to be somebody in some remote place in the country. And he literally
built three boards on top of each other. And the board in the 5D Chess, you can move the pieces up, down.
Right? Yeah, because the 5D, you have to compensate for the other dimensions.
You can move it up and down.
Yeah, because chess is usually two-dimensional.
Like, you know how a pawn moves twice, right? A pawn can move up to like five times.
That's crazy.
In this game. Honestly, I don't know how it fucking works. You can literally get checkmated, and you don't even know how or why you got checkmated. Yeah, you were showing me a
picture of how this king was basically in checkmate, but there were no pieces.
No pieces around it.
But in five other moves, basically in the future, it was in check.
Exactly.
I don't know. My brain is on fire right now.
And this begs a question to me. If Bobby Shmurda
Was Bobby Shmurda playing 5D chess in prison?
What I'm saying is, if he never got caught, right? And he never did those 7 years.
Okay.
Do you think we would not have Little Uzi right now?
I mean, maybe? Maybe. That's a good point. I mean,
we would not have 6ix9ine. There would be no need for him. There would be no reason for 6ix9ine.
I mean, I think at this point, nobody gives a shit about 6ix9ine.
But I'm saying that with him...
The only person who gives a shit about 6ix9ine right now is Meek Mill.
Meek Mill. And honestly, I'm not too followed up on this, but all I'm saying is if they had never caught Bobby Shmurda, he would have been running the game until now. Mm-hmm. He would have been... What's the best gangster rapper? He would have been like a Lil Durk. He would be like New York's Lil Durk.
Is Lil Durk like really like straight gangster? I don't know. I don't listen to much of his music.
Lil Durk is a war. Honestly, if anybody from the streets was
to... I'm not asking like because I don't think that he is. I just legitimately don't know.
No. That's fair. But what do you call it? Lil Durk could probably be the president.
Really?
Mm. Yeah, like he's militant. He's never in one place. You know, he's always making speeches. He's feeding babies and stuff like that. He's feeding children. You know, he's a good guy. He's about
to feed 6ix9ine of the fishes.
I hope so. But regardless of the fact, right, what we're talking about today, right, is pretty much based on nothing, but is based on everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
With 5D chess, it's so crazy. I was watching this video before I took a nap. I literally still don't understand what I watched. But we're going to talk about it. I'm going to try to get my best educated guess on it. 5D chess is a way to understand time travel.
Okay.
Right? I believe the reason why 5D chess was created, because everybody's like, oh, I'm playing chess, not checkers. I'm like, bro, you don't even read. like, what are we talking about here?
We need 5D chess to explain all the answers in the universe we don't have.
I feel like if Neil deGrasse Tyson...
Neil deGrasse,
right? Neil deGrasse and Bill Nye the Science Guy linked up.
Oh my God.
Play 5D chess.
Bill Nye the Science Guy is such
I feel like they would have an epiphany and they would get it. And or Elon Musk, whoever you want to insert there.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They would see, they would play this game. They would try to figure it out. And they would say, I get it now. I understand how what I need to do. Because you're not... Because what it is that with time, you know how there's layers and you know people say for time travel, you would have to literally fold space. Like,
well, that's explaining a wormhole.
But
yeah,
but it's the same principle.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because we are living on a 3D plane right now. Correct? Because we're in the 3D land. Because obviously, they even talk about that in Space Jam. It's like, oh, this is Michael Jordan's from 3D land. And this is real life. I know we're, listen, we're making jokes. We're trying to keep it light today. We haven't recorded in a while. So this is our way of just, you know, getting back. The truth is, in my personal opinion, 5D chess is the best way to describe, and for our small, feeble human brains, time travel. At least somewhat concept of it. Yeah. Because I know, I've seen people, I've watched this video about this grandmaster playing it. And literally, he just read it. He was like one of those, like, you know, he's like your father, like building a fucking... the kitchen cabinet, and he's like, I don't need to read the fucking instructions, I got this. And he literally didn't fucking get it. And I'm sitting there, I don't even get it, but I'm like, you're doing it wrong. You know? This is my personal opinion. I think it's a great way because you can have a rook that would check, that would hit the queen from the next, from three boards underneath it.
Nah, this, even listening to this right now, I'm still trying to make sense of this shit.
I understand, Lorenzo. I don't even fucking get it neither, but this is the best way that I can actually figure it out.
So does the rules still like remain the same in the sense of how the pieces move? It's just you're adding another layer of how they can move?
Exactly.
So because five dimensions is when you add more dimensions, you're just adding more ways you can move around, basically.
Pretty
so
much.
Obviously, we're three-dimensional. We can move up, down, left, right. You know, and shit like that. So that's basically, so what you're saying is the queen could be on top and it can move straight down through the thing. See, that's, I understand it. It's just weird.
It is very weird.
Weird.
But honestly, I have to say, not for nothing, and even watching some of the gameplay of this game, like somehow, some way.
It makes sense.
Doesn't make sense. Well,
makes sense in the context when they're playing.
Not even. The fucking guy moved. And somehow he got a third rook. What the fuck is that? I said, excuse me, are you guys cheating? Who the fuck has three rooks? The rook is not even a good piece.
Oh my God.
I swear to God, bro. Like, you know, endgame, I will get two queens. But three rooks? The fuck? That's in the beginning of the fucking
match.
Wait,
so can you have two kings? Ah, see, this is where I was wondering.
Like,
right now.
What I'm saying. It makes no fucking sense. But in a weird one kind of way, it does make sense. Because time...
So would you have to check both kings in order to win?
You would have to check the king in the past, the present, and the future.
So there's three kings.
Yes.
Oh my God.
There's three timelines going on. Every single time you play...
Can we talk about Andrew Cuomo? Because this is hurting my brain more than that. Oh my God.
My brain is not even hurt right now, bro.
I'm just trying to fathom it. I just don't understand. Jesus.
Dude, I swear. Listen.
I like, if I were to play this right now, I'd probably break the board.
No, honestly,
we're not playing this.
No, honestly, I feel like I would look at it. I'd be like, you know me thinking I'm galaxy brain, but I'm literally getting myself checked. Like, literally five times.
This is where I bring the blowtorch out.
I don't
know
what happened.
The Elon Musk flamethrower and just
turn
the fucking board to the ground.
Man. And, well, also, too, I think people are living... I don't know what timeline people are living in right now with Cuomo. talking about, they're just finding out that, you know,
yeah, speaking fucking, of fucking time, yeah,
fucked piece up of timelines. Shit, and you know, was lying about the COVID reports. Because I heard about this back when it first was going on.
Oh yeah, this has been like, you know, I mean, people are gonna label people certain things for saying that, but this is old news.
Yeah,
you know, like, doesn't matter what kind of media you consume, whether it's like conservative, liberal, or whatever, in between, like, yeah. this was all information that was publicly available and that we knew, because even in Michigan they had the same thing with Whitmer. She was covering up all of the nursing home deaths, and Steven Crowder, you know, he's pretty big in the conservative party. Right there, he had a rally outside demanding the actual numbers because they had been hiding them.
Yeah.
And most blue states have been hiding them because, look, like, whether or not you take coronavirus seriously or not, it doesn't affect people our age as much and as severely as it does the elderly. Exactly. That's just the facts.
But it's still enough to shut down the country. We should
obviously be following the CDC guidelines and all that. But if we were to objectively look and we were to say, just like normal people, like, who does this most affect? It most affects the elderly. Those are the people that were dying in massive numbers when the pandemic first started. And they're still the ones, because I've had family members who've died from COVID. You know, family friends, not specifically family. But, you know, and they were much, much older. You know what I'm saying? Like old, like 70s. You know what I'm saying? That's unfortunately who the virus kills. And, you know, obviously there's the people who they're immunocompromised. So they get sick anyways. Like, we had Amanda on the show, and she was someone who would be in that high risk category. Mm-hmm. She's a young, she's our age, you know, she's 23 turning 24 soon.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's that. So there, obviously this virus affects people differently, but where all the deaths mainly were in the nursing homes. So Cuomo was covering that up, and Cuomo was sending people who were COVID positive into nursing homes.
And they said that,
they couldn't be tested. Less.
And also, too, wasn't there, like, some kind of recording that he said, fuck old people? Like, you know, fuck those old people.
I don't
people.
Know that for sure, like, but, I mean...
That's what I've been hearing. I heard somewhere, like, it was a clip of that. He's like, you know what, like...
All I know is that people. When he admitted to it, he basically said, like, why does it matter how they died? They died.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's kind of what he said.
And there's, I mean, I you could take anything anyone says out of context. To me, that was just insensitive of how he said it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not a really sensitive person, but, you know. You know that, like, when you say it like that, it's like, yes, they died, but they died because of what you did. Exactly. Specifically. You're basically taking responsibility off of yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you're deflecting it. So that was my big issue with it. Because, look, you know, if he had admitted, look, like, during the pandemic, everyone was kind of just trying to figure out what was going on. We didn't know it was the best case scenario. We were worried about the hospitals being overcrowded and that this was going to kill a lot more people. I would have understood it. But this guy went and he wrote a book about how well he handled it. And he got an Emmy.
Right.
He got an Emmy for his COVID shit. You know what I'm saying?
Because
of all his TV time and shit that he was getting because of the COVID reports. He got an Emmy for it. He literally got an Emmy.
I know.
You know, so it...
I mean, under what category, though? Do they even...
I don't fucking know. I don't watch the Emmys.
Yeah, me neither,
but,
man.
But I know that he got one. I don't know if it was like an honorary Emmy or something like that, but it was one of those things where he was getting basically sucked off by all of mainstream media about how well he handled COVID. And then now that we're post-election, everybody's just like, you know, fuck it. You know, everybody's getting thrown under the bus.
Exactly.
Fucking Gavin Newsom is getting recalled. Recall Cuomo. Recall Whitmer.
Everyone's
getting the smoke right now. It's crazy.
Good.
Yeah. I mean, look, what I'm going to say right now is they're making the Florida governor look good. You know, remember when Florida was like the state that like everyone was flipping out about how bad like it was?
Mm-hmm.
Look at all these COVID spikes in Texas and Florida and shit. Like, oh, see, they should follow more of New York's example or follow more of California's example. Then California, even with all the lockdowns that they still have to this day right now, they still had more cases than every other state and every country in the world at one point.
And you know what's crazy? Everybody who's in California looking at Texas right now and Florida.
That's why they all moved.
Freedom. Yeah.
That's why they all moved.
And then, man. But you know what? It's a good thing, though, because who knows? Maybe they might move back. Because they said, oh, man, it's too much freedom. The COVID is going to go up crazy now. Like, it was never up crazy in those states anyways.
I mean, it did spike, but we expected spikes. You know what I'm saying? Like, when COVID spiked in the winter in New York, like, were we surprised that a virus that mainly is a respiratory virus would be worse in the winter when the air is drier and it's easier to get sick during the winter?
This is true.
Well, whenever you think of people getting sick, you think during flu season,
wintertime.
Wintertime is the hardest time to survive. I mean, think about back when we were cavemen. You know, the winter was like, holy shit, we might lose all our kids.
Exactly. You know? We got to make it. It's going to be a tough winter.
Exactly.
You're not worried
in the summertime. The summertime's the easiest. You can fucking sleep outside if you want to.
Exactly.
You know, you're not worried about freezing
to
death.
I'm not worried about that. And, you know, it's just crazy because... You know, I know a lot of people who try to defend the position, which in my personal opinion is indefensible because, you know, he literally did all this to avoid federal charges so they wouldn't, like, you know, have...
Well, he hid all the numbers so that he wouldn't get investigated by the Fed.
And, you know, for some odd reason, you know, he's... All this is, like, really coming to fruition because of sexual allegations. I'm not saying if he did it or if he didn't. But all I'm saying is, I think it's not saying that these allegations aren't horrible, because they absolutely are. And, you know, people who, you know, go through that should absolutely.
Hasn't he had this before in the past? Like, hasn't he had some sexual misconduct allegations before? Maybe not to the degree, but I feel like this is kind of like old news too. Like, I really do. I mean, I could be wrong. So don't quote me on it. But I really do believe that there was another example that happened before. It probably wasn't as, I guess, big. As legitimate as this one might be.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not sure. I'm not aware. But I mean, look, you reap what you sow, right?
Yeah. Like, no. But like, what I'm saying is, it's like they're getting on his ass more for that. Than him being responsible.
Well, because it goes against his party. His party's supposed to be pro, you know, women's rights and defend all women.
And he was like, he basically said, I didn't do it. And meanwhile, you have, and you know, and I put it to people this way. It's way different, right? It's a little bit different. I'm not saying it's the same thing, but it's definitely different where, you know, a guy like, you know, Brett Kavanaugh, who, you know, didn't, like, want to take the lie detector test, but, like, it was 20 years ago that, you know, this allegation came.
Well, detector tests, like polygraphs, if I'm being honest with you, they're very bad at determining whether or not you have the truth or not, because they're mainly based on your heart rhythm and shit like that. And if you're a very nervous person, like Brett Kavanaugh probably was, things are going to spike on the test, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's being accused of something that he verifiably didn't do because he had a record. Mm-hmm. He actually kept the record of all the women that he slept with during the time. So that's it. It was like, when I say probably to the T, it was basically a diary. You know what I'm saying? Of what he did. So Brett Kavanaugh, you know, he definitely didn't do what they accused him of, because even the women, I believe, basically retracted on their story, if I remember the case. Right, and they were basically saying, like, yeah, no, that didn't happen, or it didn't happen the way that they testified under oath, which is why it was really much to do about nothing. It was really just they were trying the best they could to... The problem with politics is that everything is optics. You know what I'm saying? Is that it's not about whether or not something is true. It's about how far you can push the truth to your advantage.
How much you can stretch the truth.
So really, they were just trying to get Kavanaugh out of his Supreme Court position, because once you're a Supreme Court judge, you're a judge for life.
Yeah, no, that's a fact. It's
very, very hard to...
But what I'm saying is, it's like, you know, for context, how I see it, you know, that is a lot different. 20 years. 20 years is a long time.
Yeah, wasn't this really recent? You know? Like a couple of years ago?
This was last year, I believe. The 2-3 year span. You know what I mean? That is a lot more credible, in my personal opinion.
definitely.
You know what I mean? Because I'm not saying it's like, obviously something like that is very difficult to come out with, and I completely understand and I respect those women for coming out in, you know, this, you know, in this time.
But trying to prove something that happened 20 years ago is very hard.
It's very, 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 very hard.
Especially if there's no, like, paper trail to it, you know, like the Harvey Weinstein thing, like that was able to be proven because that was years and years and years and
exactly
multiple different women and shit, you know, like everybody knew that Weinstein was basically, you know, he was a fucking weirdo,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying, just kind of like everybody kind of suspected that there was more to Jeffrey Epstein than what meets the eye, like he wasn't just a hedge fund manager, like he was definitely doing other things on the side, but you couldn't prove it because, you know, nobody investigated him that much until obviously recently, within the past 3 years. But, you know, it's kind of the same thing with this, where if you don't have that paper trail to go back on, you know, it's really he said, she said.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And, you know, with this case, now everybody, you know, is very, very quiet. Very quiet. Yeah. And I've been told people, I said, I'm not
all
sure
I'm
going to
say is Cuomo ruined his chances of running for president.
Good.
That's it. I mean, he was definitely considering it, you know, from what I heard.
Yeah,
now
probably
it's
like from all the clout that he just had.
Oh, yeah, he was going to get.
You know, like he was definitely.
Tim Dillon was, I know you really like Tim Dillon. Yeah. He was on, I think he was on Lex Friedman or he was on Rogan or something. He was just talking about how, like, the media was sucking Andrew Cuomo's cock and shit like that. Like he was saying, like, there was this actress that basically was saying, like, I want to fuck Andrew Cuomo. He said it a lot funnier than what I could.
Yeah.
I wish I could remember it. But he was really funny on how he said it. But, you know, it just goes to show that it's all optics. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's all bullshit. It's all show. You know, life is basically as fake as the movies is. You know,
in a lot of ways, in a lot of fucking ways, and I completely agree with that statement. It is real and it's very fake at the same time. Yeah. Like, even, you know,
well, this guy's literally playing with people's lives and then going on national television about talking about how great he did as a job.
Great he is.
Wrote a book about it, you know. Got an Emmy for it, and then he's just denying. He's like, no, I'm not going to step down as governor. And shit like that, you know, in light of the allegations and, you know, like, they died. Like, why does it matter, Angelo? They died.
Yeah, what a fucking dickhead. Honestly, I swear to God.
COVID didn't get into the nursing homes because we brought COVID patients in. The COVID came from the nursing staff. That's how it happened. That's how it always happens, Angelo. Don't you know?
The way I rolled my eyes just now is just like, I'm so, because people really sat there.
He needs a better publicist. That's what he needs.
No, fuck him. Like, he really sat there, and people really sat there. Was like, oh, I'm like, Cuomo's the best. I was like,
there was a lot of that.
To me, anybody who really fucks with Cuomo like that hard, I'm like, you need to do something with your fucking life. You know what I mean? Like, and I think that goes for all politicians. Like, you know, everybody's like, oh, I'm a super fan of this person, I'm that person. I'm like, it's not a sports team.
No, it's definitely
it's
not.
It's our fucking livelihoods. It's our fucking, it's for our families. It's for our fucking future. That we elect these people to feel like, because we entrust them to have the responsibility to do right by us.
Yeah.
But they don't. And as simple as that. And then we have these guys who sit there pompous and with their smug fucking faces talking about, oh, I did, you know, we did great numbers, quote unquote great numbers, and Trump was the one killing everybody. But Trump did not have that kind of overreach. First of all, he left it to the states to take care of it.
Yeah, I mean, every state kind of handled it in their own, you know, their own business, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was, I don't think that there was, you know, and I don't want to slam all these politicians too much, because I really don't believe that there was a perfect way to handle this pandemic.
No, absolutely not. But my problem is, Lorenzo, when you're full of fucking shit.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And you're talking like, you know, you did, like, you're a fucking, like, you know, a fucking figurehead or, like, you know, savior. That's when I have a fucking problem with
it. Yeah, you're 100% right. You know? Like, he definitely could have been better with how he did anything. With how he did everything. But I still don't believe that, you know, there was a perfect way to handle this pandemic. You know, I think that we handled it the best that we could. Because there hasn't been a pandemic on this scale since the Spanish flu, since, you know, even Ebola wasn't this bad.
Ebola was nowhere near this bad.
But Ebola also wasn't a pandemic, it was an epidemic. And, you know, the last one, the Spanish flu, and then the Black Plague. That's it, you know, like there was... There hasn't... This type of thing is like a once in a century kind of thing.
But you know the thing is with the Black Plague too, didn't it kill like 65% of the world's population?
Yeah, but you also have to take into account that modern medicine wasn't where it was at. Our diets were different, you know, lifestyle. Life expectancy was much less. So the Black Plague, like, would it wipe out as many people by today's standards? I have no idea. Maybe. Oh, I don't know. But
that shit was
but yeah, it did kill a lot more people. But then again, you have to context mattered at that point. I mean, you know, coronavirus could have killed way more people than what it did, but it just thankfully, even though while very transmissible, it wasn't as deadly. But who knows what the next pandemic might be, because we're now aware that this can happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, this has put us in a sense now where we're gonna live through this, and we're not gonna forget about this until like the next 100 years.
Yeah, no, until the day
yeah,
we die.
Yeah, until our generation is dead. You know, and a few generations.
And now that this vaccine is getting rolled out, I know a lot of people, you know, at my job have taken both shots, and they said, "Oh, the first shot didn't feel too bad, but the second shot was like." You know, they really felt like very...
I'm going to get vaccinated, but I'm still waiting.
You're gonna wait on it, right?
I just want to wait a little bit longer. I want to wait till after the winter, because I think that, it'll be a lot easier. I could probably get my shot through my job.
Honestly, I probably could. 1, 2, 3, yeah. My boy Alex did the same
thing. Yeah, I probably could if I wanted to, but at the same time, like, I remember I was speaking about this on the... episode with Amanda is I don't feel the need to get vaccinated.
Yeah, right, no, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, you're not in a rush.
And it's not because I don't trust it. It's just that, one, I want to wait because the Johnson & Johnson shot just got approved, but that thing I think only has like a 65% effectiveness rating. At least that's what they've said. And then, you know, I heard that Pfizer's is like 95%, 98% or 96%, something like that. Well, and Moderna's is basically the same.
My thing is for this vaccine, you know...
I'm going to get it. I think I want to get Pfizer's.
And I feel like, you know, this is, you know, obviously I'm going to make a joke right now. This is not anything serious. You know, every major outbreak movie or zombie movie, usually, you know... I would say 60% of the movies always starts out with like a vaccine that like everybody starts turning and
they
like,
put chips into the vaccine.
Yeah, nah, I'm not talking about chips, man. Like, you know, in a year from now, we're gonna see in a year from now when people start growing fucking baby legs at the fucking necks. Oh my god,
could you imagine? Like, you get vaccinated and you get fucking superpowers?
Like,
or you get an extra arm?
Hey, listen, if that's the case, bro, I will.
You load me up.
Sign me up. If people are getting superpowers from the vaccine, sign me the fuck up, kid. I want to be able to be bulletproof and fly. Okay? Listen, Pfizer, if you're doing something extra to it, please let me know. Let the public know. If you told people that you might get, there's a 50-50 chance you might get superpowers.
I might actually take it.
I'm in there. Like, even if it's a 49, I'm okay. We okay? We in there?
Yeah,
I'm in there. I'll take six shots of these motherfuckers if it means for me to get powers. You know what I mean?
You want to be that invincible guy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, bro. What? Speaking of invincible, that show's coming out soon, man.
You know what just came out today? I think Coming to America too. I heard it was shit.
Probably, because come on,
I kind of want to watch it, but at the same time, I kind of don't.
I never watched the first one.
First one's really good. It's on Amazon Prime if you have it.
I do have it. I'm definitely going to watch it.
I'll watch the first one, but I'm hearing mixed things about the second one.
Everybody, you know, talk shit, whatever, but in my personal opinion, you know, with that and... You know, we were jumping all over today. We were talking about 5G chess.
Hey, man. You know,
talk about
fuck it. Gotta do it.
A little bit Bobby Shmurda. And I know Lorenzo is like very big protests against Bobby Shmurda for whatever.
No, I like Bobby Shmurda. I just think that he had one good song and that we're all kind of necking him off of one good song.
We're necking him because he stayed 10 toes and he didn't snitch.
Well, I mean, he does have that over 6'9", but I just never cared.
He never told, though. That's all I'm saying.
I guess because I didn't really know what he went to jail for. I know it was racketeering,
no,
right?
No, it was conspiracy.
It was conspiracy? Okay.
Like I'm telling you, he got a RICO charge, and he beat a RICO charge.
Well, there you go.
No, like I'm saying, like you
shout
don't
out to Bobby.
And Bobby, Boozy Badass, too, he beat a RICO charge. He did, like, he actually had, like, a mob RICO charge. And you don't beat
those.
And he beat cancer, too.
There you go. What do you know? You learn something new every day. That's cool.
Who's he badass? Be cancer.
I can't argue with that. I honestly can't.
You know, like, listen, that's what I love to see. You know, that's the resilience. That's the American dream. That's
the American dream.
You know, you beat cancer, you beat Rico, and you're still winning.
Amen. I really think right now we're living in a very interesting time. I think anything is possible at this point right now. I think anybody can be any type of case now. I think Cuomo can still be president. I'm just fucking with you. I don't think that's possible.
He might run for DNC because he's still a dickhead, and they might give him some fucking support.
I really hope that they don't give him anything.
I hope they don't. I don't. Who's supposed to be running against Biden in the next 4 years? I heard the governor.
I don't think Biden's running again. Let's just be honest right now. Do we actually think that Biden is like mentally like alive right now?
I don't know.
Like, let's just be honest, bro. Like, did you see that recent video like on YouTube where Biden is like trying to ask questions? Like, he's like, oh, is this the part where I'm supposed to answer some questions and then cut the video out?
Yeah, like because, Nancy, tell me what to say, Nancy.
Yeah, basically, like I feel bad for the guy at this point. I mean, look, like. They voted for him because they didn't want the other guy. That's really what it was. And there was an argument to be made there. But this guy, man, it's so bad because it's so blatantly, obviously trying to hide how cognitively impaired he is.
Yeah, he's sick, the guy.
I heard he's sleeping like 4 hours a day, basically. And pretty much Kamala is doing all the heavy lifting, which is what I figured was going to happen.
It's Kamala Harris's America. No, people don't understand this. They didn't vote for Joe Biden. They voted for Kamala Harris.
I mean, look. Thankfully, he picked a candidate that was young enough that is going to want to do the job. Mm-hmm. The issue is that they didn't vote for Kamala. They voted for Biden. Even though Kamala was on the ballot with him, you know, they voted for Biden because they wanted Biden, not Trump. Biden is the president, not Kamala. Kamala's the vice president. You know what I'm saying? Even though the vice president still has a significant role to play, that is not the leader of the free world. The leader is whoever the commander-in-chief is. And when the commander-in-chief is literally sleeping for a quarter of the day, that's kind of scary. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and then we had the other guy, Trump, never fucking slept.
No, yeah, but Trump made up for not sleeping by his Twitter fingers. He should have slept a little bit more.
Nah, Twitter at 3 o'clock in the morning, son. That was fucking great. I miss those fucking days, man. Like, those days, come on, man. Like, yeah. Honestly, the last 4 years were great.
Trump was a funny guy. He's a funny guy.
The last 4 years were fucking phenomenal, man.
I mean, and now it looks like he's going to run again, for sure. And he's going to run as a Republican. I mean, I know that when the Capitol Hill thing happened, we talked about how, like, Trump is definitely not going to run as a Republican. Next time he's going to run as a third party.
Man. Trump doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah, no. He actually bashed the idea of him being a third party candidate. He's like, why would I leave the Republican Party? We're a great party. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, all right.
You
know,
I get it.
He wants to win next time. What do you think the odds are that... Because Trump isn't picking Pence as his VP candidate when he goes.
That's how I would like to have that guy from Florida.
What they're thinking, at least from what I'm hearing, is that Trump's either going to pick a woman or he's going to pick a man of color. Or he could pick a woman of color, like Kamala. You know, so I guess he's going to try and appeal to the voter base that that shifted. Because it's kind of hard to call someone racist, you know, or a bigot when your candidate is literally...
Also, too, Mike Pence, and I'm not going to hold you, I'm not a big fan of Mike Pence.
I don't think anybody was. But nobody really knew who Mike Pence was, except that he, like, hated gay people for some reason.
Supremely.
Like, he did, like...
Supremely hates gay people.
Do you think he's, like, secretly gay? You know what I'm saying? Like,
sure.
Like, he's, like, one of those people that, like, hates gay people so much that he's secretly gay himself.
Come on, bro.
It's like absolutely. That movie Milk. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah, what was, I remember bits and parts from that fucking movie.
Well, Josh Brolin, Thanos himself,
he was gay, right?
Yeah, it was weird because he had a family with his wife, but it was, like, I'm guessing he was probably bisexual, but he was, like, kind of like Freddie Mercury, where Freddie Mercury was bi, but like he was actually gay.
But like
the
what
whole
I'm
time
saying is with bisexual, and I don't want to offend nobody on this podcast. If you are listening and you are bisexual, I have no issue with you. Just if you are a man and you are quote unquote bisexual, it's like, listen, bro, like it's okay, like you're gay. I'm telling you, you know what being bi is like, you know, being conveniently gay, selectively gay. You know, like, women are on the
I wouldn't same. Know, personally. So.
But like I'm saying, women are on the stand for them being bi, you know what I mean? Like, I get that. You know, like, women are hot. But like, fucking men...
Hey,
like,
man, hey, man, maybe,
wanted,
maybe
like
another
saying,
dude thinks another dude is hot.
Can't,
I don't know.
You can't, you know, suck a dick and then fuck a pussy the next day. I mean, listen, bro. Call
You're
me
definitely
going to
find somebody who definitely has done that.
I mean, like, listen, I get it. I listen, do what you want to do with your life. But, like, you know, in my personal opinion, it's like, you know, it's okay to come out like gay. Like, it's okay. Like, we love you. We love you on this show. Okay? If you're gay, but if you're kind of like, oh, but I like
And just
women
put some
too.
Context on it. Your brother's gay, too.
Yeah,
you know,
listen,
so.
I'm good.
So, you know, yeah.
They don't, they can do that.
No, just to make it clear, like, Angela has nothing against LGBTQ. None of us do. don't
us
cancel
do.
Us.
I don't care. Listen, bro, fuck them, bro. Come try. Try me. That's all I'm going to say. Cause listen,
Twitter's
bro,
a fucking battleground.
Let me tell you something. I'm talking about peace, love, positivity, and keeping it on.
What are you, Logic?
On this show. Peace, love, and positivity, and you guys are never going to kill me.
This guy's talking like he's a Logic
song. I'm invincible. Honestly. Hey, you guys can't kill me. I'm still standing on my 2 feet. Who are you guys? Because I guarantee you, anybody who's going to say, oh, you're homophobic for this, that, and third, you're biphobic, like, bro.
Is that a thing? Biphobic?
Up. I just made it up just now. Probably.
Jesus, probably.
Apparently there's some he-she's. Like, there's people with, like, penises and vagina. They're big and, like...
Female.
Yeah,
right.
Female. Is it... I don't know, bro.
I don't know. Is that the correct term?
Fuck. I really don't know.
I'm pretty sure that's a Pornhub correct term.
I mean, that they have a penis and a vagina.
Yeah, I'm just going to say...
How does that even work? Like, could you... So you could technically, like, fuck yourself?
Well, I mean, obviously, it would have to be a biological...
But, like,
male,
what I'm saying
transition.
Is, like... What I'm saying is the penis higher than the vagina, or is the vagina?
I think
than
that
the
if
penis?
They have a penis, then they wouldn't have a vagina because
no. But like what I'm saying is, bro, like look, your penis could be like a little bit more up.
Hold one second. Are you saying people who are born with both genitalias, or you're asking people who? Or men who have transitioned to being women and just
have surgery.
No, I'm
talking about both, because there's a thing.
Okay,
that all right. It's very rare, but it's a thing, right? Is the vagina lower and the penis higher, or is the penis lower and the vagina is higher? So it looks like you have like a second body, but you're really like you have a vagina.
So
like,
reproductively, I don't know if I'm speaking accurately, but... A penis is basically, so at least from how I understand it, I could be 100% wrong because I haven't gone this far into it, but a penis is a vagina when it's out, and then a vagina has a penis when it's inside.
So basically. What happens when you have
both? So what?
Did you eat the twin?
I don't know.
What I'm saying is,
I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't know biologically what happens.
Maybe in the womb, they were playing 5D chess, and they accidentally fucked up. And instead of saying, you know what, we're gonna just go with this one and this one, they actually clashed for both timelines, and now they have a penis and a vagina.
I'm trying to think biologically how that would happen, because it would have to be something with one of the chromosomes, because, I mean, XY is how you get a boy, and then XX is females. So I'm sure it would have to be something on the X chromosome.
All something. I'm saying is the penis higher? What's above what? So then we
can you have be born with both?
Yeah. They're big. Didn't you see The Hangover too, bro?
Yeah, but wasn't that just them in Thailand?
And
but are there a bunch of transgender strippers there?
But they have penises and vagina. Dave's got a mangina. Dave's got a man. You never seen that movie Step Brothers? Dave's
no, no, I've seen. Yeah, no, I've seen. I've seen Step Brothers. Dave's got a
mangina.
I don't know. I guess because I never really researched that topic.
I mean, it's not a popular thing. It's not. It's like a super.
Yeah, it's definitely not something I do in my free time. I'll tell you that.
Like, I mean, listen, honestly, Lorenzo's like, I'm too busy to look up,
you know, chicks with dicks.
Chicks with dicks or vagina or males with vaginas and penises. Like,
hey, leave that for Cyberpunk, bro.
That's what I'm saying. Is the penis higher than the vagina?
I'm gonna say like probably.
So what does that tell us?
That life is fake.
No, that men are superior. Nah, I'm just like, I'm joking. Listen, it's all jokes here. Oh, everybody's equal.
He went there.
Okay, I went there though, but it's okay. This episode today is very chaotic.
We're going to get canceled.
Very chaotic. That's it.
They're not even going to post this episode.
We are posting this episode. Because you know why? At the end of the day, you got to say what you feel. Say what you want.
I'm already booking my flight to a new country.
And we can record from over there. Listen, man.
We're about to get canceled so fucking hard.
Oh, my God. Look, honest to God, man. I have no issues with anybody. Right? Men are not... Listen. Men and women are equal in a lot of ways. Not every way. Physically, you know, a woman can't deadlift 7 plates like a man can.
Can you deadlift 7 plates?
I'm close to it. I'm getting there.
I don't deadlift 7 plates. I think the max I've done recently is like 4 or 5. You're already ahead of me. I don't, but then again, I don't really deadlift that much anymore because
I love deadlifting.
Deadlifting, I get scared on.
Why, man? I get more scared
because
on
I know way too. Ironically, a lot enough squats is like next to bench pressing is my favorite workout.
Nah,
squats.
See, deadlifting.
Squats, I'll lift 4 plates on squats. I love squats.
Nah, see, like, I hate fucking squats. Like,
I don't know what it is. Maybe it's because I have like this grown fear of hurting my back. And then, really? Like, being, like, hunched over, that I'm fine with tearing my groin or something like that, because I've already done it playing football.
But, man, I like my groin. I don't want
to... I already had a hernia, so, like, I can't exactly get worse, you know what I'm saying?
I can't get any...
But if I break my... I mean, hey, you got a hernia, you could patch that shit back up. You know, is it as good as it was before? No. But you fuck up your back, that shit is done. You can't get a new back.
Nah, I mean, that's debatable. With new science, you know, you probably can get it. You could purchase it.
I mean, hey, man. I mean, when the world is like cyberpunk and then I can put a chip in my brain that takes out all the pain receptors that I have, I'll get back to you on that one.
Hey, but listen, we almost there, though.
Elon's already doing it. Oh, that's another thing too. The SpaceX rocket blew up, but after it completed its landing and safely did all its trips, it blew up. But hey,
I'm sorry, I laughed, but that's so such a fucking I could picture. It's like
no. So what happened was is that it. I have a bottle of hand sanitizer in my hand that I'm gonna pretend is the Starship rocket. So it went up. It broke orbit, you know, it did its mission successfully, mm-hmm. came back down, touched down, something happened when it landed back, because it landed perfectly. Like, the whole mission was basically a success. And then at the very end, must have been something with the fuel gauge or something like that. The rocket exploded. Like, just... Wow.
Just blew up.
Yeah, but I mean, hey, look. Rockets blow up all the time. You know what I'm saying? So it's normal.
True.
So, I mean, the fact that it was able to complete its mission and that... Because you could always make things better. You know what I'm saying? Like, it, as a matter of fact, it's actually a good thing that the rocket blew up, because now they're like, okay, so we know how to make the rocket better and more safer. You know what I'm saying? Like, anytime a rocket blows up and there's not crew members inside, that's a good thing. You know what I'm saying? Because nobody died. So, you know, that's good. But and at the same time, we figured out, hey, we fucked up on the rocket. So next time we do this, when we actually have a manned crew, nobody's going to die.
But do you think if Elon Musk was fucking around with 5D chess, he would have accounted for this?
I think the rocket's nature is 5D chess, because these rockets, they're reusable. They have to go up, break orbit, and then come right back down and land safely. What no I'm rockets saying, ever do that. So
this is true.
That's a pretty 5D chess move.
It's a pro gamer move, if you ask me. It's a real pro gamer. But what I'm saying is, do you think Elon Musk is fucking around with 5D chess? And he already knows.
I'm pretty sure Elon Musk could write a fucking thesis on anything. I'm pretty sure when he takes his shit is like the most complicated shit ever. You know what I'm saying? Like, he definitely has a process of how he goes to the bathroom. He goes in, he uses exactly 5 sheets of toilet paper. Exactly.
Very meticulous person.
Very meticulous person.
You think so?
I mean, he has to be, considering that Tesla stock fucking crashed this week, along with the rest of the market.
But you know what, though? Like, how much money did he lose?
He lost a lot. I think it was like, because I think he's the largest shareholder of Tesla.
He has a volatile net worth, bro.
Yeah, because he goes from being the richest person in the world to being like the second, and then Jeff Bezos goes from being the richest to the second. Like, him and Jeff Bezos are just fighting over who has the bigger dick, basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
In terms of their money. Because, you know, much. Jeff Bezos actually made back all the money that he lost from his divorce with his wife.
I know.
And like,
he made it back, like, not even a month. Like, he made it back
a month later.
Like, he made more than that.
Yeah, yeah.
He made more than that, actually.
He made more than what he lost, too. It's crazy.
I know.
If anything, she got underpaid in that divorce.
Listen, 35 bill plus having, you know,
I think, didn't she become like the second or the third richest woman in the world just from divorcing him?
Exactly.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Don't get divorced, guys, if you have money.
I mean, if you have money, then get divorced and
get a prenup. More money. Get a prenup.
And get more money from that. You know what I mean?
I guess.
Prenup sounds pretentious, man.
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe for the regular guy. I mean, for Jeff Bezos, probably. But for, like, me and you, I don't know.
Let me tell you something, man. You think Jeff Bezos, he said $35 billion is, like, literally giving fucking... He
probably sneezed and that money came out.
Yeah, like, he's like, okay, if that's what you feel, you know, no
$35 billion, that's it? All right, here you go.
Hey, listen, as long as you didn't take half, I'll make it back. He's the type of, like, he literally could have given all it away to her and still would have probably came back and made a fucking comeback.
Probably. I mean, he has too much. What do you do when you have all that money? You know what I'm saying? You just go on vacation every day. That's what I would do.
Shit. If I had that, I would literally get every... I would fly out every single...
But how do you get anything done? Like, how do you have anything to strive for when you have that much money?
You have it all.
Yeah, but when... But I guess that begs the question is... When do you know to stop? You know, like, when is it enough? When do you say, like, I have enough, basically? When you already have everything.
That's a good question.
Like, what do you get as a gift for the man who has everything?
That's not my life.
Yeah, it's crazy. No, I'm just curious. Huh?
Honestly, I want to... Why not be there? Why don't you... You know, a lot of people want to aspire to have everything and that they have no... That they have no wants. They have all their needs. I think people don't understand.
Because I think once your basic needs are fulfilled, like your rent's paid, your mortgage is paid, or your food's, or your, you know, your food is good, your credit's good, you know, you have car, house to sleep in, kids, you don't really need anything else, you know what I'm saying? Like, everything, I think after that just becomes like greed, you know? Like, for me, like, I want to have money so that I could get all those aspects of my life fulfilled. And then it's like, after that, I really don't need anything. You know what I'm saying? I guess because I don't have a desire to live above my means. Mm-hmm. Where I'm just like, once, if all the basic stuff is fulfilled, then I'm good. You know, like, it's not that I don't want to be rich. It's just that being rich to me isn't as appealing as, because once you have money, like it's kind of like the Conor McGregor effect. Like, you know, when Conor got his money, to me, he fundamentally changed as a fighter. You know, like, we saw that when he fought Dustin.
He lost all his fight.
He lost the drive, basically, yeah, for it. Because he doesn't have to fight for it anymore. Like, Conor, when he was dogging, you know, fighting, you know, getting into people's heads, talking mad shit, is different than the Conor now, who's just like, all right, how much am I going to make from this fight? You know? And I mean, look, he has a family now. Things are different now.
Everything changes, man.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, look, you're not going to have that same dog in you for the rest of your life. But at the same time, like, you know, the money does kind of get to you, you know? Like, you lose that passion. So I guess I never want to lose that passion. And that's why I think the way that I think. But I don't know.
I mean, listen, you know, everybody's different. You know, some people, you know, it just comes, you know, the money comes with the passion.
Yeah, true.
You know what I mean?
I mean, there's people like Elon Musk who has all that money and...
He's still working 80 hours
a
week. Yeah. So,
I mean, he doesn't have to.
He doesn't have to lift a damn finger for the rest of his life.
Yeah. I guess you find other ways to fill your passions, like with humanitarian projects, mm-hmm. or you actually use your wealth.
Because you know why? Elon Musk is actually one of those rare people who actually give a shit about the future.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
who doesn't, you know, just, you know...
I want a Tesla so bad. One day.
What do you call it? He's one of those people that just generally sit there and say, you know what? I want to leave a legacy.
Yeah, that's really what it is a legacy.
Because let's be honest here. Nobody's going to remember Jeff Bezos 100 years from now. Nobody.
You don't think so? Even with Blue Origin?
Because Blue Origin is not the original. SpaceX.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
They're definitely not as far ahead as SpaceX is. Yeah.
And also, too, Jeff Bezos pretty much copied off of Elon Musk of what he was doing.
No, you're right.
You know? So let's be honest here. It's the same thing with Nikola Tesla and Thomas Edison. Everybody, I think, to be honest.
No, I think that's a good point. Yeah. That's a good point.
Jeff Bezos is the modern day Thomas Edison. He has no...
Original thought,
original
basically.
Ideas, and what do you call it?
I tend to agree with that point.
Elon Musk is the guy who sees the future. He thinks that far ahead.
I 100% agree with everything you just said. I mean, but then again, obviously, you know, I'm an Elon dick rider, so you know, he's my guy. No matter what, but at least I'm upfront about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't try to hide it.
No, it's a fact. But you think Elon Musk is gonna discover time travel?
Nah, I don't. I think he's more worried about dealing with contemporary things like getting us to Mars and in his lifetime. Because that's what he wants to do, and I hope he achieves that because. It would suck if Elon did all this work and he doesn't get to, like, kind of see the fruits of his labor. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, Elon's a relatively healthy guy, I think. I mean, he's not in, like, the best shape, but, you know.
No, he's pretty solid.
I'm pretty sure he's fine, all things considered.
I think so.
Yeah. But, hey, man, you know, like, who knows what's going to happen in the next 100 years, you know?
Who knows what's going to happen next
Who knows what's
going to
happen tomorrow?
Yeah, you know? Who knows what's going to happen?
Nothing's certain. So, you know, I really do believe that that we're living in the oddest time ever.
Yeah. But you know what? It's odd, but you know what? It's kind of exciting at the same time because a lot of good things
are I think it's exciting because it's odd. You know what I'm
saying?
It's
like, a lot of good things are going to come out of it. You know, some days I'm like, damn, I'm really pessimistic about, you know, a whole lot of things.
And then some days you're just like, oh, wow, I have something to look forward to. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. You know, it's exciting.
Yeah, it's a weird feeling for sure. And you know, I'm excited to see where things go. Yeah.
This is true. And also too, on next
Fuck Cuomo.
Fuck Cuomo. 5D chess is time travel, right? Bobby Shmurda's free.
Chicks genitalia with dicks.
Is a social concept. I don't even think genitalia is real. And what else? I think next week's episode, we will see, we will talk amongst each other what we want to do, but until then, I hope you guys stay tuned. Thank you guys for whoever's listening, and have a good night.
See you on the next one. All right.
Welcome, bitches, to Untaken Takes. Welcome, bitches, to Untaken Takes.